Alexander, welcome to Detroit.
I know that voice. Come on.
I love Detroit.
What do you love?
You do?
What do you love about it?
So I haven't got to spend a ton of time there, but when I did go there, I you know where like Eminem opened up that like that restaurant?
Mom's Spaghetti.
That's it. Mom's Spaghetti.
Downtown by Comerica Park and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a spot right beside it. I can't remember the name, but I went there for a meeting with a radio guy, and I absolutely loved it.
Are you talking about Union Assembly?
That was it.
Yeah.
That's a Union joint. We love that
place.
Yes.
That's our friend Kirk Cotello.
Tell me, Alexander, you had the mac and cheese there.
You know, I feel like we had pretty much everything.
Everything.
I mean, the coolest thing was Kid Rock booked that reservation for us.
Stop.
No way.
Yeah. Him and Kirk Cotello are great friends because they both, you know, lived in that area up there in Clarkson.
Yeah, it was, I hear he's, I actually haven't got to meet him yet, but I've heard he's just the nicest guy ever, and, another Detroit thing I love is Shinola watches.
Sure. Yes, Shinola, yes.
Shinola. Yeah, I bought my buddy one and I heard the story and I was like, that is incredible. So I'm a big fan. Big fan. I'm so happy to meet you guys.
You know what? You have validated your statement that you're a fan of Detroit.
You belong here, Alexander. Yes. You passed the test.
I was going to say, Alexander, on behalf of everybody in Detroit, we're going to give you your first carjacking for free.
Oh, come on.
But just to make you really feel at home.
But now that you're...
I'm in Atlanta enough, so I don't need another carjacking.
Well, you're embraced the city, so I think we'll give you a pass on that. And Josh and I were talking about you. Josh loves you, and I got to tell you, Lone Survivor is one of our favorite movies.
It's got to be one of the smaller roles, probably, that you've done, I would imagine, right?
It is.
But for some reason, your character stuck out to me. I don't know what it is. Obviously, it's an incredible movie, but like your character, of all the stuff that you've done, that's why I'm like, I love him.
Hunger Games as well.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, that's big.
Hunger Games, yes.
Honestly, if you like from like a performance perspective, like Vikings, Heels, we have a new show coming out, but Vikings was huge for me. But I will say this, like Lone Survivor, that film to date is probably my favorite film I've got to be a part of. And I agree with you completely. It was a smaller role, but it did stick out. And that's all thanks to Peter Berg. He wrote me this amazing
incredible
piece that they actually say in the teams.
Yes.
And I'm still very close friends with Marcus Luttrell, who it was about. And funny enough, guys, all of this is happening because of that movie.
Well, that's great.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Basically, Jason Aldean's band came up and said hi to me when I was taking a trip to Nashville because I just, you know, life is too short, and I have always written country music, and I've always loved it, and I was kind of a skeleton in my closet, and they just said they loved Lone Survivor, and we ended up sitting beside each other on the plane just by happenstance, and this is how it all began. So it's pretty crazy.
That's crazy. Jason was just here Sunday night. We were just with him a couple nights ago.
Yeah, we've known him forever. He's a great guy, and you know what? I truly believe in life. Things happen for a reason, and it's up to us to figure it out and run with it.
100%. And Jason is like one of those people in so many ways. Like, obviously, I've been a fan of his music forever, but I'm grateful to call him a friend now, as you guys probably do as well. And, you know, somebody with that much success is just, he's still the most humble, down-to-earth dude. And that's what I love about Nashville and, like, just the country music scene is it feels to me like they're just real people who want each other to win, and I love that.
But you don't see that in other genres of music necessarily.
We've worked in different genres of music, right? So it's like top 40 pop. The pop world can be a little bit weird with some of the artists. Rock can certainly be. There's a lot of egos.
Mm-hmm.
Country is almost none of that.
It's like one big happy family.
So, Alexander, tell me how you're going to balance this because...
You're not going to stop acting.
No, you're going to keep doing that, right? You're going to do both?
No, of course, dude. Like, acting is my bread and butter, and always will be, and I love that. I love telling stories. But I will also say that I think country music is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, form of storytelling. And so in terms of how I'm going to balance it, dude, like, I'm having panic attacks. I mean, it is not, like, that's the one thing I said to everybody in town was, like, man, this, like, I'm not naive here. Like, it's taken me 15 years to get where I am in my acting career. I know that this is not a like a 1 year thing. This is the rest of my life kind of thing. But for me, I always say, look, whether I'm playing a dive bar or an arena really doesn't make a difference. Like, I love this. So if you don't believe this is real to me, wait 10 years when I haven't left.
You remember years ago, there was another actor, Rachel, and we had dinner with him, and he was passionate about country music and still is. And he's a little-known actor. You might have heard of him before, Alexander. His name is Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
I lived in the Modern West growing up.
Yeah, he played one of our hoedowns one year. And, you know,
it's
and
crazy.
We're watching him on Yellowstone. Well, it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's obviously possible to do both.
You have
Grumwald's favorite, Dwight Yoakam, who had one of the best scenes in Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
To open up the movie, I'm just saying.
You got this. Yeah. You can balance it.
Alexander, we know you got to run. Give us a plug. When can we get this album?
The 26th. Of August, and it's called Highway 99. Check it out. I'm really proud of it.
And come to Detroit. Come
please,
see us.
Please come see us.
I love that.
Please come in.
I'm not gonna fit in my car, though.
No. But come out and hang out with us some morning and just spend the day with us. We would love that.
Or just a half hour is fine, too.
Alexander, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, back at you. Thank you guys so much.